A plague of drones. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The FAA says it now averages 2 reports per day from pilots saying they've seen drones near their aircraft. The latest reports are from JFK.
What altitude would you say that was?
I would say probably about 100 feet below us.
2 questions. How do these pilots stay so calm? And how is this even allowed? I assume we've all heard about the kid in Connecticut who mounted a gun on his drone. You mean to say that Homeland Security, which is supposed to be connecting dots, doesn't get how incredibly dangerous this is? They can detect a billion phone calls, but they have no way to detect and disable a radio-controlled drone? That strikes me as a pretty big security gap. And when a guy has finally had enough and shoots one down over his property, as happened in Kentucky last week,
I shot directly into the air. I felt like I had the right to defend my property.
The cops charged him with wanton endangerment and criminal mischief. So what to do? Well, we've been here before with firearms, right? We know the drill. How many times you've been told the best answer to bad guys with guns is good guys with guns? So I'm guessing the best answer to bad drones with guns will be good drones with guns. And now that I see Amazon is pushing ahead with its drone delivery service, I can imagine a scenario where the Amazon drones would drop off your groceries and then, on the way back to the warehouse, shoot down the bad drones. There you go. We got them. None of us will be able to sleep again, of course, but that's progress. Birds don't seem to mind, though. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.